Child training principle number 5, because we're into this. It's very quick. The title is the deal. Be a forerunner to Christ for your child, not a stumbling block. Boom. Period. Be a forerunner to Christ for your child, not a stumbling block. Like John the Baptist, we want to encourage all of you to have an intentional plan to be able to lead and be a forerunner, make straight paths for your children to Jesus Christ. That means teaching them how to repent, which means changing their mind, having humility to where they'll repent and about their mindsets and about their activity. You want to lead them to encounter with a living Jesus, and you want to teach them how to follow Jesus. Not just teach them about church, which is what's happened in past generations. You don't need to teach your kid about church. Church will come up out of us when we're full of the Holy Spirit. So I'm challenging you all to think about, how do I make straight paths for my children to fresh heart encounter with the Lord Jesus? We've had some nice things said to us about our babies, and you know, they've had their troubles here and there, but it's been a fruitful deal. And we've done some things, I think, decently intentional. But I know this, the grace of God is made up for 1,001 mistakes. It really has, that we led them to their own relationship instead of trying to force them into a box spiritually. And so we want to forerun and lead them to Him. Amen.
Yeah, and I would just say, to me, the biggest way we do that is just that we are doing that. We're going to Christ. We're letting them see us do it weekly, strongly. And I don't mean weekly like daily. I mean like weekly.
Yeah.
And we just model. We model that we have to repent in front of each other. We model that we get it wrong and that we receive the grace and they see the joy. We just do it right in front of them.
Amen. And so it's important to us. Why don't you stay up here because you're pretty. We are very concerned with training our children from the tree of life and not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's a big deal. That you train your children from and in a culture of the tree of life and not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is right, wrong, rule, rule, rule. Life is, there's a spirit life that you can have, an organic growing in righteousness in the Spirit of God. Beware of hypocritical spirit of religion atmosphere that undermines the gospel. That's kind of a big sentence. Beware of a hypocritical spirit of religion atmosphere that actually impairs their desire and love of the gospel. And what we mean by that is that we've seen some homeschool families at times be so, at times, fear-based. Train them from faith, not fears. My last year. So tight that they're crushing the reality and the culture for them to have fresh encounter with the Spirit of God.
Yeah, I would disagree. I came from definitely that fear base, and there was a season in our life where I felt like the Lord took away everything, one thing at a time, anything that was security except for Him. It was Jesus alone, and it was like I just saw Him strip everything away, and here we were on this rock that was Jesus.
Yep.
And it just increased my faith that is what He's doing with our kids too, that even if they see something they shouldn't have seen, if, you know, as hard as you try to control it, things slip in that you have no control over. And so you have to have a faith that goes deeper than the atmosphere you think you can produce.
And so we, very important that my kiddos see me be the same at home as I am here. Not walk around just talking really loud and spitting all the time, but that I really have a walk in the faith that's beyond doing the ministry. I do that too. But that I'm, you know, this is important to me, that I love my Bible besides just getting sermons. That I love Jesus and talking about Him, following Him, and having a prayer life. I want them to see me praying, and so we'll leave the door open. Or see Amy and I pray together and put Jesus at the center of our lives, not just tell them what they ought to do and come here and preach to you things you ought to do and not live them. So I encourage you. I mean, children are such a great accountability for us, aren't they? Because, you know, the legend is PK kids, right? You ever heard that? PK, the worst kids. The main reason for that is the hypocrisy that happens between the pulpit and in the living room, you know? And so it's been important for us to try to be real here, to be really real here, and to be really real living it where we see them. And so we also would warn public school, and on either way, the spirit of religion at home, you're so scared to death, or spirit of libertarianism, then just anything goes. I mean, there's boundaries and there's things to do, but listen, try to lead them into fresh encounter with Jesus and be a forerunner. Think of yourself, I'm going to make straight paths to Jesus, and I'm going to trust Jesus to do in them what I cannot do myself. I mean, I'm going to get in there, I'm going to go after behavior and all that, but we're going to trust for miracles inside their hearts. Don't be a stumbling block in their way.
Yeah, lead them to the rock. You're leading them to reality. Yes. And that's what, whether they're in whatever school they're in, we want them to be based in reality. And Jesus is the reality that will keep them.
Amen. I know. I prayed, right? Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for our children. We ask for the babies in this room, the ones out in the nursery now, the ones out here in this. I pray we want to see them filled with the Holy Spirit from a young age. And we pray as parents for fresh vision of how to make straight paths to you and not to be a stumbling block. Lord, set us free from all levels of hypocrisy, fear-based whatever, tree of knowledge of good and evil, just principle-based, not presence-based living. We pray that, Lord, our children would have fresh heart encounter with you.